A legally required review of the legislation, which effectively replaced the Eighth Amendment, is the subject of a growing political row amid disputed claims the review deadline is set to be missed by government. Our reporter Fia Crowe-Cunney has the story.
Well, in May 2018, Ireland voted by a two-thirds majority to remove the Eighth Amendment from the Constitution. But in order to allow abortions up to 12 weeks pregnancy, a new bill called the Health Termination of Pregnancy Act was also introduced, and it became law on the 1st of January 2019. Now, that law now governs legal abortion access in Ireland, but that law also includes a clause saying it must be reviewed after 3 years to make sure the law is working as planned, an issue which is now at the centre of a political row amid disputed claims this review deadline has been missed.
What has happened?
Well, I'll quote you exactly what Section 7 of the law we've mentioned says. It says the Minister of the day shall, not later than 3 years after the commencement of the law, carry out a review of the operation of this Act. This means the law must undergo a review by the 1st of January 2022, and that wording is important to remember for later. Now, in March, the review was confirmed by Cabinet, but to date, no terms of reference have been published, no specific deadline has been confirmed, and most notably, no independent review chair has been named.
And Fia Crowe, what are the politicians saying?
Well, Minister for Health and Fianna Fáil TD Stephen Donnelly recently wrote to People Before Profit TD for Dublin South Central, Breed Smith, saying despite the lack of a review so far, his department is not breaking the review requirement, as the review will be initiated, in his words, before January 2022, before concluding in later 2022. Now, Breed Smith spoke with me a short time ago, and she says what Minister Donnelly says means the review deadline has been missed, as the plan to initiate the review before January 2022 differs from the law's wording to carry out the review in that time.
Well, I've been asking for over a year, when are we going to have the review into the Termination of Pregnancy Act? When are you going to establish the group that will carry out the review and the lead expert? And the answers have been absolutely appallingly vague. Now, I get it. I understand we've had 2 years of COVID, etc. But this is something that the Department of Health officials should have been beavering away on in the background. And we still don't have clarity as to when that review, not only will it be conducted and how it will be conducted, but when will it be completed? And how can we have input into it? Those of us who are concerned about the access to abortion services in this country.
That was Breed Smith there. Fia Crowe, what does the minister say?
Well, we asked the Department of Health a number of questions on the back of the opposition claims. They include, when will an independent review chair be appointed, why a review has not yet started, and when exactly a review will conclude. In a statement to this programme, the Department of Health repeated its points in its correspondence to Deputy Smith and did not say when an independent chair will be appointed.
This issue is likely to come to a head at a planned Oireachtas Health Committee meeting on the 8th of December. It's an issue, Fia Crowe, that isn't only about politics. It's also about the women and the couples involved.
Yes, and that wider context adds an extra layer to what's happening now. Almost 7,000 women had abortions in Ireland in both 2019 and 2020, and a similar number is expected this year. But 400 to 500 women have still travelled abroad each year for terminations due to difficulties in accessing services here. Now, Dr. Madeline Nigali is a GP in Castlereagh in Roscommon, and she's also a member of the Irish Medical Organisation's GP committee. She says the protests at doctors' premises, the limited number of doctors providing abortions, and geographical service differences are impacting on service access.
Approximately 15% of GPs are providing abortion services. That translates into approximately 1 in 3 practices. But there are areas that are very well served, and then there are areas where there really is poor provision availability, and that really does need to be looked at. Regional hospitals who are not providing services, and protesters at the gates of doctors' premises have a chilling effect. And I think if those two issues were addressed, you would see a rise in GPs providing these services. I definitely would like to see the legislation review happen sooner rather than later. The 3-day rule, safe access zones and remote access need to be legislated for. And the sooner that's done, the better.
Now, those access issues mentioned by Dr. Nigali are what the review is likely to focus on. The pro-life campaign held a rally outside Leinster House this week, calling for the review to reduce access to abortions, while the pro-choice abortion working group has written to Minister Donnelly to ask why the review has yet to begin. The abortion working group's chair is National Women's Council of Ireland director Orla O'Connor, who says the review must be held now.
In our view, the department and the minister are dragging their heels. The review is so important because we know that for many women in the country who want to access abortion, they can't. We know that the coverage is poor in the country, and we also know that many women are continuing to travel. The abortion working group wrote to the minister this week because we met with him in June, and here we are coming into December, and there is no movement from the department, and it's not good enough. So the abortion working group is looking for the immediate establishment of the review of the independent chair of the terms of reference, because this is really important that the changes in the legislation are brought about as soon as possible.
Orla O'Connor ending that report by Fiacra O'Connor.